Not the remix.
Oh. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to I'm in Control podcast. I am the Charity E.
I'm June Speaks.
I'm Misha 08.
I am Janae.
And I think we have some new subscribers.
We do.
Mom, a.k.a. June Speak, a.k.a. the minister, can you tell the people that this might be like their first or second time listening what our podcast is about?
Sure. I'm Mama Bear.
Okay.
I got a new name.
Her name changes every other episode. Okay.
Mama Bear. But I'm in Control podcast is a podcast created for moms and daughters because I'm the mom and these are my beautiful daughters. And we cover everything. We don't leave any stone unturned. Any topic you want to hear, we're probably going to cover that. So that's what the podcast is all about.
Yeah. It's Self-Care September?
Self-Care September.
Is that really a thing?
That is a thing.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm excited that it's a thing. Because as women, and we're not just talking to women, because self-care is for men and women.
Right.
Because men have mental health. Everybody has mental health issues. You know, some of our fur babies have to go to get.
Did you say fur babies?
I did. Some of the fur babies are on Prozac. Somebody told me. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Somebody did tell me that their dog.
Okay. I've never heard that.
I had someone say that their dog had anxiety.
She's drugging her dog.
I am not laughing at the fur babies. This is something a pet owner told me. So if it's not true, don't shoot the messenger.
Okay. But anyway.
Self-care is essential because we grow up caring for everyone else. Like the older sibling care for the younger sibling. The older the mom takes care of the mom and dad takes care of the children.
Right.
And then the children feel like when they get older, they got to take care of the mom and dad. And then we got to manage our friends. So this is a focus about you. I'm going to look in the camera. It's about you. I need you to take this time and not just for this month, but just begin. If you are not caring for yourself, how do you care for yourself? Breathe.
Oh, that's step one?
That's step one.
Where did this come from? I don't know we were doing steps.
I need you to breathe.
She's going off script.
We're gonna give you some things at the end. But I do want you to breathe throughout this podcast. We're gonna be discussing some things and it may resonate with you, but number one, just breathe at this time.
Do y'all believe in breath work? Have y'all ever heard of that?
It really does work. When you inhale and exhale, because especially when you're upset. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it just lets you become more grounded. Because when you're upset, you are spazzing. Your heart is racing. Your mind is racing. Your emotions are all over the place. So when you just take the time to just take those four breaths, I think it's four breaths in and out. Like
I think
inhale, hold, exhale out four times just to get you back to a place where you don't kill somebody.
Do you always have to kill somebody? But...
She wasn't listening.
You said that you don't kill anybody. I said, do we always have to kill somebody? But the way I do it is my niece taught us something years ago. She said, just back, kind of give yourself 50 feet.
Oh, okay.
And then,
that's
from
a song.
But no. She said, I know that's a song, but she said, bring it down to zero.
I think that's Juvenile.
No, but when she was telling me that, because we're both Geminis, so she said, you know, we have to take a step back and then just remember, come from a 10 to a zero, because we can go from zero to 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we come from 100 to zero. So she said, just back and give yourself 50 seconds and bring it down.
You need 50 seconds to calm down?
I do.
God, y'all no,
mom needs more than that. Let's be honest. Let me interject. We're talking about breathing. So everybody, well, a lot of people might not know, but y'all know, our true loyal supporters know about my goddaughter, Rain. So one thing that we've taught Rain, because she gets really, really crazy. One thing we've taught Rain, when she needs to calm down and she's like really, really upset or really sad, and it actually works because she'll be like mad.
Right.
Crying. And I'll say, Rain, breathe. And she'll go, and me and Jana have to like literally not laugh because she's dead serious. She'll be like, stop crying so hard. And she'll go, she's calmed down. Mm. So now she knows when I say go to the wall and count to 20 and she's walking over there, she's going And I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm like that. I'm like, I need to do that. She's three. I need to do that.
Every single day.
Because it really calms her all the way down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See, yeah. Self-care. That's what I've been trying to do, too.
And you can work on your toddlers.
I try to do that with y'all because y'all be doing a lot. And it don't always work.
Do the most.
It don't always work.
And for the record, Charity's not drunk or anything.
Let's talk about these shades.
Yeah. She has these shades on because, you know, the allergies are getting to her today. The allergy index is high. Mm-hmm. And so she just didn't want to share her puffy eyes. So
really, my face is made for radio. That's why I wanted to do a podcast.
Okay, Wendy Williams.
The rest of them wanted to be on camera. So, but you know, we're going to go with it. But let's jump into our topic. Okay. So let's start with our first point. Are we living the life that was designed for us, or are we settling?
Ooh.
How do you even know? How do you call that out, Janae?
This is how I figured it out. So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but as an empty nester and someone who is going through a divorce, what I realized is that I really had not been living. And that came from, you know, me now being completely alone, living alone, and then having a lot of quiet time and not really knowing, like, I can go to a restaurant and be like, what do I want? Or what do I want to go? Or what type of things do I want? What kind of hobbies do I have? And then I realized that for me, I was living my life for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized on another note that I wasn't even setting goals for myself to live the life that I had envisioned. It's almost like it was out of reach and I just didn't even want to go through, I guess, the necessary steps to get there. I don't know, but it's just like it's living your life. The every day is the devil, you know. It might be Groundhog's Day over and over and over again, but when you get that quiet time and that alone time, you really feel like, you know what, I'm not living. I feel like I'm just existing.
You know, that's the reason I have the conversation with high school girls, and I felt that these conversation has to start earlier, for girls and boys. This is not just a program just for females. This is for everybody.
Right.
So I think the conversation has to start earlier because you're talking about, you know, after babies, post-marriage. But we should have been thinking about what is it that we want to accomplish prior to that. And so getting our children on those steps and those paths, they shouldn't have to be, you know, now at this age saying, I don't know what I want to do. Because you can really find out there what your talents are. Like the scripture does say, train up a child in the way it should go. They use that scripture in terms with about, you know, their religion. It's not just about religion. It is our responsibility to look at our children and say, hey, look, you like to talk a lot.
Right.
Hey, look, you are very athletic, but you like to talk as well. All of my children are communicators, every last one of them. But then they have those other skill sets that one the other doesn't have. This one doesn't belong in a corporation at all.
Oh.
That one could run a cooperation. These two could run a cooperation. But she runs her own. All I'm just saying, she doesn't belong behind a desk.
The eight to five.
On a LinkedIn that's looking at me or something. I'm not a
girl, do you have a LinkedIn?
I don't even have a resume. I was like, I wouldn't even know how to make one. Self-employed, self-boss.
But so, Mom, I don't know if I agree with that because I feel like parents, I feel like they have
bias.
Yeah. Like what if, yes, I did like sports, but what if there was something else I wanted to try and y'all just weren't open to it? Like just in general. So what if I don't know
did
what
I
it
miss
could be.
Something? You want to have a moment like, right now? You want to have a.
No, because I feel like because parents, then they have this idea of what their child should become. And once you get to that age, they do something different. And then they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I know you put me in soccer my whole life, but I actually decided to leave and do something else that I like doing. And then you're mad because you spent all this money.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true.
Just spent a whole lot
I mean,
of
it's
money.
Just like, okay, like, it's just like Bill Cosby, if you want to just put in layman's terms. Bill Cosby and when, Sandra met Elvin, and it was like, we put you through medical school. You want to go live in the wilderness?
Right.
In the forest?
Yeah.
And the same thing with Denise. We sent you to our alma mater. This is where we met, got married. I became an attorney. You became a doctor. And you want to go be with Kendall in Africa?
Right.
So, you know, that's real life.
Yeah, it's real life. And that's what I'm saying. I think that we have to do better. better as parents as well. You know, I was very young when I had my children, extremely young. So this is coming from another level of
maturity.
I was very young, married young, divorced. That's a whole nother story. But I remember when Trey, Joseph, all of his life, he asked us for cars. And he said he was going to be an engineer. So we got him this big car collection, and he went to PV, and he was going to major in engineering. And he flipped that script, and we were all like, what?
So for those who don't know, I think you, could you call him Trey?
Yeah.
Because we call him Joseph and Trey.
Joseph and Trey.
Okay. That's my son. And so when he did switch, his dad had to have a conversation with me because he was like, at the time, thinking, oh, I want to go into radio. And I'm thinking, they don't make any money. So you're trying to leave engineering. This is what you wanted. And then what his dad said to me was, this is his life. And we have to allow him to live it. You don't want him to, he's now, at the time, he would have been 18 or 19. You don't want him to get 40 and be like, oh, I wish I would have done X, Y, and Z. So it's more about how can we, to go back to what Charity was saying, how can we do better, you know, if our kids' dreams don't match or it's not what we envision for them.
Right.
Because, like, growing up, when I was growing up, you didn't see male cheerleaders, right? So we grew up in Flower Mound, but Louisville had male cheerleaders. How many boys back then, probably even now, but we're just going to say back then, can come and tell their dad, I want to study dance, or I want to be a cheerleader. Mm. And that parent would support them in that without, like, no, you're not doing that. But he may be artsy or crafty or creative or whatever. And we have to, I feel like mom is right. We do have to get better with not always thinking we are right.
Yeah.
Like allowing kids to express themselves within reason.
Yeah. And then for those who are adults and you have came to a path, and you realize, hey, I did get that degree. Hey, I am in corporate America. I do not like this.
Right.
I am.
How do you start over?
You know, how do you start over? You just start. You take the baby steps. So a lot of people, a lot of us should save. Don't spend every dime you have. Save some dollars in case what you want to do is going to take some time. And then it's all about relationship. It's not all the time what you know. It really is who you know. And so whatever that field that you think you want to dive into or learn more about, take the risk.
But I feel like you're saying it as if it's easy.
Right.
So
no.
I think it's not always financial based. I think a lot of it, I was watching a friend of ours, Candace, had posted this TED Talk that her students had watched. And it was basically how a lot of us don't move or make decisions because of fear of rejection. We don't apply to the college. We don't apply for the job. We don't go study abroad. All the things that we don't try because of fear. And we all know that fear can be gripping. And so it doesn't matter if you have the funds. Your mind can tell you you're not, you know, you envision all the things going wrong. Like she said, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you know, you're not pretty enough, whatever the thing is. And it's just getting through that. Like, yeah. How do you navigate that?
Well, I feel like as far as me, I'm just going to shoot my shot regardless.
See, everybody doesn't have that confidence.
Yeah, but I mean, I do and I don't sometimes. But I would prefer somebody else tell me no before I tell myself no.
Ooh,
so
like,
why not just apply for the job? Like, you never know what could happen. Like, anything could happen. And it's like when nobody expected Trump to win the presidential election and he did.
Right,
so
right.
I always think of stuff like that.
Yeah,
right. I put things in perspective for myself. Example, when I met Janet Jackson, in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would actually meet her? No.
Right.
And it happened.
Will
so I think
Smith.
Of.
Are you pointing to yourself?
Will Smith.
I think of things that I have personally lived through.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, oh, well, if that happened, why couldn't this happen?
Right.
So that's how I
work.
Because
how many people can say they met Janet Jackson? Like, was in backstage with her.
I don't know.
Hugged
child.
Up with her. And she has a picture to prove it.
Yeah, and I wasn't physically there. My soul.
She was like this in the picture.
If you see the picture,
she looks like Summer Walker on the red carpet when Summer's like this. I thought you looked next to Janet.
It's like, why wouldn't you smile? If anybody out there know Will Smith, call your girl.
What?
Hello.
She's shooting
it
her
can't.
Shot.
I'm shooting her shot.
Will Smith is my favorite actor. Kamisha, how do you work through or like getting past things or getting past failure? How do you just push yourself to just try something new or different?
I don't fail. I don't lose.
Oh. Mm.
But.
Can we give a real answer?
How do I push myself?
Everybody fails at something.
How do I push myself after something didn't work out or something?
Yeah.
She calls me.
And I eat a pint of ice cream. I might go through, you know, your boy Snoop Dogg's account. No, I'm joking. Like, an honest answer. That is kind of honest, though. But.
You smoking weed?
No, his Cali Red.
I thought
you said his cannabis.
No, his Cali Red that you can buy at Target.
So Kamisha goes legit for the self-care route. So
I get Dr. Teals and Calgon.
You have to decompress.
And I take a bubble bath and I go through deep Cali Red.
Yeah.
No, one thing I will say about Kimmy is that she does have conversations. She's gotten better. I don't think she calls the whole family anymore, but she does call. That is self-care, though. She's like, this is how I'm feeling. This is where I am. And she wants someone else to know.
Because, so I don't jump off a bridge.
We're not killing everybody, including ourselves.
Yeah.
So if we find ourselves, I think, at that, you know, that junction, that in the middle of the road, and it's time to make a change, you're going to know it's time to make a change. We're not saying that it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth the change in the long run. What we don't want at the end of life is regrets.
Yeah.
Right. What I realized, though, I don't know that I allow myself to try new things because of the fear of failure. And that's something that I realized is that, okay, so I'm a person, I'm very driven when it comes to my money. Okay. So I'm going to excel at work. I'm going to do what I'm responsible for, all of those things. But what I realized in my private and personal life, it's like, say, for example, my weight. I feel like my weight fluctuates 20 pounds up or down, right? But I've had this goal for forever to lose a certain amount of weight. And then I get halfway there and then I give up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize either maybe it's too hard or there are obstacles that presented itself, but I found that I would not go through those things. But my question to myself was, how bad do I want it? Mm-hmm. Because at sometimes, and I think that's a question that a lot of us have to ask, how bad do you want that dream? Because I feel like in life, we go after the man we want. You know, you're not going to stop. If you want to be married and this man has presented himself, you're going to do everything you need to do to capture this man. But are we doing that? Are we doing that for our own dreams?
Right.
Like our own, you know, our own health, our own well-being, whether that's going to a therapist, exercising, you know, the list goes on. Any type of self-care, maintaining yourself, your hair, your nails, anything that, you know, that helps you grow stronger mentally and emotionally. Are we saying through, you know, at any cost, I'm going to get better?
You know, one of my mentors said to me, what he said is,
he ain't no mentor. She don't remember.
What he said was,
this is somebody that she heard on Dr. Laura in 1995, and she's trying to recall.
And that,
that's what it sounds like.
Pastor Gordon Banks.
Okay.
Everybody know Pastor Gordon is my mentor.
Pastor
G.
We're getting somewhere.
Pastor G said, he asked us the question. He said, what would you do in life if you would not get paid for it? Whatever that is where you should be.
Oh, he taught us that too. He taught y'all that too?
Yeah.
Oh.
That might be his word he traveling around the world
with. Pastor Gordon has a lot of nuggets.
Yeah.
But he always looked at us, he said, and he'll say, Miss June, what would you do in life if someone would just say you don't have to get paid for it, you're gonna enjoy it, you're gonna love it. What is that one thing? And that's where I developed mentoring.
Mm.
I wanted to mentor. I want to speak. I want to speak to high school girls. And then they say, okay, let's narrow it down. You want to speak. So speak to who? So do you want to speak to women? Do you want to speak? Do you want to preach, teach? What do you want to do? Well, I want to empower teen girls. Okay, so we're narrowing the scope. So when I started out speaking, I started speaking to elementary students and middle high and high school. I learned very early on, boys and girls, please sit down was not for me.
Okay.
And then I learned in middle school, Miss, That's right. Just who they are. Wasn't for me. But that high school level, oh, it was on then. So you just have to ask yourself that question. What would you do in life even if you didn't get paid?
So Mom, gotcha. I have a question. Do you ever, before you started your girls club, did you ever feel like you went through imposter syndrome? So according to this definition online, imposter syndrome is loosely defined as doubting your abilities and feelings, feeling like a fraud. So allegedly, it disproportionately affects high achieving people who find it difficult to accept their accomplishments. So do you ever feel like you wanted to do it, but you were like, am I really a mentor? Am I a speaker? Were those ever thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. It's thoughts because it didn't come from the students. It came from the adults. It comes from sometimes the circle that you surrounded yourself with.
Yeah.
Because they start this, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. What Instagram is, what Wall Street Journal is saying that social media is doing to teenage girls. Mm-hmm. But it's not the students. It is the adults. So like, okay, well, how are you speaking to them? Oh, they compare you. Well, you know, you're not Janae. If Janae was high up on the chart, or you're not right. this person, whoever the highest speaker is on the chart. And then you start to measure yourself. My good friend, Keith Davis, has been speaking forever and a day. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to Keith, and he had all of these news, back in the day it was a newspaper, all these newspaper articles and all these awards and all of that. And so you look at where he was then, and I was just starting. And I said, Keith, but I don't have those accomplishments. He said, keep working. You will get them.
Right. Because yeah. I feel like with me, before I started 1515 Marketing, shameless plug, I had my LLC for a full year. And I was trying to figure out what to do with it, knowing good and well what I knew I could do, but I was just trying to figure out other stuff to do.
Right.
Because I was like, why would people come to me for this? But I know I'm really good at it.
Right.
So, and then one day I was just like, I mean, I might as well. Let me go do it.
And but I feel like you talk to yourself. Well, I first heard about imposter syndrome a year ago. I had never really heard of it. I follow Lovey Ajayi. I follow all these women who are very empowering. And she was talking about imposter syndrome. And when I heard the definition, I was like, that is me. I feel like I have held high roles or, you know, at work or whatever. And you get there and you're like, oh my God, are these people going to find out I'm fraud? But I'm really not fraud. I'm really doing the work. I'm not taking ownership of someone else's work or anything. I'm putting in the time and the effort, but I feel like, I don't think it can go to who you surround yourself with, but I also believe it goes to how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I discovered that I do a lot of negative self-talk, and I don't know how long it goes back or why I started it, but where I doubt abilities that I know I have.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, well, why would these people choose me, or why, you know, that type of thing.
Like, why me?
But I'm growing out of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for me, if I could go back and tell my younger self something, it would be that none of these adults really know what they're doing. We're all just kind of winging it. Literally. Nobody really knows. So you might as well just wing it too, and you'll get it.
Because when you look at like the ages that we each are, and we're not going to say our ages, but when you look at Charity's age, my age, and Janae's age, whatever. But then I think about like the memes that say like, we're the new adults and we're so childish. But I think about the age I'm at now, and I'm thinking about, okay, back at this age in 94, mom was this age.
Right.
And I'm like, she was childish too. Like when you think about it, you're thinking like they were this old, this big age. They were so mature. Right. But behind closed doors, they was thinking the same thing. They were just as immature.
We don't have it all together.
I literally wake up every morning, I'm like, I'm a real adult.
Yeah, I'm really paying attention. Yeah. And even when I have rain, I'm like, I'm really your godmom. Like, if something ever happened to, God forbid, to my best friend and her dad, like, I'm like, I take care of you. Half the time, I'm like, where's rain?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's crazy.
Y'all better have a contingent over there, Jen.
No. Oh, No, I'm good, but I'm just saying, like, when you really think about it, Charity's right. We're all waking up every day and we're all winging it.
We're all winging it.
So why are we looking at the next person saying, like, oh my gosh, she has her PhD and her doctor and all this, and then you don't, but you might have favor. You might have, you know, the personality that when you walk in a room, a CEO is going to see you and not see that person with all these awards.
Right.
It's something that you have a light. And that's honestly how I have built my entire career.
I agree.
Because there's, y'all know this, there are people that went to school for this, finished your degree, and I have contacts in this phone that half the people I know don't even have access to.
Right.
And it's because of just me. I mean, but really just
two.
Me being me.
Let me hold the phone.
Mm-mm. Okay. No. It's, I always call that the bad phone job.
What?
The red phone job. If she lose that phone, it's going to be over.
Oh, you said the bad phone. The I thought you said the bad phone.
No.
You said the nudes?
No. There's a lot of gray contacts in here that people don't have access to. But then group chats that y'all are included in, y'all don't want that out either. And I don't delete
Receipts.
So well, what about, you know, for the people out there, what do you guys say about this for the you know, men and women, boys, girls who are out there that say, hey, look, I've been single, so I kind of know what I want, but I don't know where I'm going in the future. So how do I suggest mentors? I always suggest a mentor. And
what is I can't follow this question.
No,
what is this
question? My question was, because Janae, you were talking about from a mom and now divorced, separated from your spouse.
Right.
So you were talking from that angle. Misha is in Charity or in single, those single areas.
Right.
So for those people say, okay, well, it wasn't the children. I'm just stuck. And the question is, what do you guys suggest? I'm going to say what I suggest to people is that I do things that it's not that people have it all together, but there is someone has it more together than you.
Right.
My mentor was Zig Ziglar. People don't know Zig Ziglar, but Google him. He's older. It's old school. He's now no longer with us. But Zig was my mentor. Zig was my mentor. I started my speaking career. The Ziglar Corporation helped me start that. And I could not have done that, but I had to take a step. Every time I went to visit, my sister worked next door to the company for a period of time. And every time I would go over there, I just felt impressed to go and just ask about products. I was just trying to get through the door. This is Zig Ziglar. He is world renowned, right? And I would go and talk. The secretary's name or the receptionist's name was Lou. I'd say, hey, Lou, y'all got any new products? My goal was to get behind the door. And one day she said, let me call somebody out here for you. And I said, if somebody come out that door and take me behind that door, it's a wrap.
Right.
And Michael McGowan was his name, and he came out that door. And he said, oh, come on back. And then the HR director passed by, and he greeted me, and I gave him my name. He said, are you related to Dr. Tony Evans? I said, if I need to be.
Yeah, that imposter.
Elka's a life. She really being an imposter. So what? So your whole thing is you feel like for your sake, it was getting a mentor. So,
yes.
Kamisha, what do you feel like yours would be? What would you say? I think what mom was asking
is. Yeah, I don't know the question.
I think what she didn't finish it. You didn't finish it. I think what she was asking is how would you direct a person where it's not necessarily the kids? It could be somebody in a different stage of life. How do you get them to take the step or take the journey or go beyond fear to get there? What would you suggest?
I really agree with, I want to echo mom with the like mentorship. I mean, if you want to just maybe shadow someone, intern with them, now this day and age of social media, send them a DM, email them, go on their LinkedIn. I mean, I just find that one person that you think realistically I could probably get a hold of them at some point. You know what I mean? So doing like mom did, physically going to Zig Ziglar's office, you know, which I think was in Farmers Branch or Carrollton, and just keep showing your face, keep trying to get behind that
door.
So
be there.
Whatever that looks like. If it's Instagram, if you want to be a social media content manager, you want to be an OnlyFans girl, whatever it is. I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying.
So
jump in their DMs and, you know,
so mom is saying mentoring. Kamisha, you're essentially saying
shoot your shot. Yeah.
So for me, for a person who's shy, I used to be shy.
Yeah, you're not anymore.
But coming from that, so there are some people who have social awkwardness.
Social anxiety.
Social anxiety. Yes. That's the word. So what do you do? I feel like you just take those small steps. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe even if it's like writing down what you see and setting a goal, short and long term, about how do you, what ways could I go about to, if I want to shoot, do eyebrows,
yeah.
you know, learn how to, what's the microblade, mm-hmm. whatever, as an example, do I take a class? Do I look up what it is? Do I look up what the cost is? But just make a step in the direction.
Just one step.
I feel like you should set a goal. And that's what I realized I wasn't doing for some of the things that were most more challenging. I'd be like, oh, I'll do it. But I really didn't set a firm goal.
Yeah,
so I say goal setting,
and
that's good.
I agree with the whole mentor thing. However, I feel like I'm very relaxed. I'm just like a relaxed person.
Oh, she's chill.
So a lot of people say I don't take things seriously, but that's really not what it is. I'm really just trying to, you know, you can't say I didn't live a life. But no. I like to find people that I have a natural connection with, and from there you get a legitimate answer from them. So I don't want just a mentor that they just give me these business ideas, but we don't have an actual relationship, because I feel like they'll give me a sugar-coated response or something that's really PC, and I don't need that. So yes, mentorship is great, but also what I have learned from my experiences is that the greatest things lie behind fear. Yeah. So as soon, like example, when I went skydiving, terrified of heights, but after I jumped out of the plane, I think Will Smith said this too, once he was floating, like once you get out and you're like literally in the sky, it's the best feeling in the world. So you have to think about that in every situation. You're like, if I could just get to that scenario, then you'll be fine.
The other side of fear.
Yeah, they said, well, I think Will Smith said, everything that you want is on the other side of fear. And so like the last couple of years, I finally realized what Steve Harvey was preaching like 10 years ago when he first wrote his books. It was about jumping. And I hadn't had my jump moment, but I had never lived alone. Okay, so I went from with my mom and my sisters to college to being married to having, you know, kids. And so I'd never lived alone. So I was so afraid. But I realized what he said. He said, if you jump, you may scrape yourself on the side. You might hit a jagged piece, but at some point you're going to float.
Yeah.
And that's what, same as what Charity's saying, Will Smith's saying about once you're in the air, it's just smooth sailing, but you just have to take a chance on you.
Oh, and a humble brag real quick.
Okay, because, humble.
I mean, yeah, we do this podcast. I do have another podcast with my best friend.
Yes.
But I had the opportunity to interview Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Yes, so Snoop. I was very...
Did we get some sound effects
on
that?
I was...
No. Snoop.
Okay. But I was so nervous. Like, I knew I could do it, but I was just like, this is Snoop Dogg. And here comes mom. She was like, it's not like it's Oprah. You'll be fine. And I was like,
you're Oprah?
Yeah.
But I don't think mom really understands how big Snoop is.
Snoop been relevant since 1990. No, no. That's unheard of.
No. That is what I was not speaking, comparing the two. I was just saying Oprah is a different type of interview.
To you.
No, I'm talking about just how she speaks and communicates, and maybe that's a little bit more intimidated. I said, you talking to Snoop that talks to everybody. Yeah. He can talk to anybody on the street. He's like Will said about Jada. Jada can be in the White House, or Jada could be stopped you on the corner.
So that's what
I was talking about. I said, can Oprah talk to somebody on the corner? I don't know, but I know Snoop can.
You trying to say Oprah bougie?
No. I'm just saying everybody has their... No. I would never say that. She's one of my mentors from afar. I'm just saying everybody has their window, and that's what I was trying to calm her down. So you talking to Snoop.
You're trying to say he's down to earth.
He's down to earth.
Well, how do we really know that, though?
No, right.
I smoked with... You know that.
You smoked with Snoop?
Hold on. Bring it back. Janae, if anybody remembers this, because I called you.
I don't remember you smoking with
him. When he had his concert back in about 2016, 2015-ish, I didn't smoke with him. Listen. We were at a Loft Hotel downtown. I called you and told you this.
I have so many memories that I don't remember.
Okay, her.
Okay.
And some other people.
Okay.
And it was when I, okay. And it was when we were doing it was A-Ball, MJG, and Snoop. It was called Legends of Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that.
And
so you met him?
I booked him. No, yeah. I booked the after party for him.
Okay.
And so because of that, they were pre-gaming. He was like, oh, just bring some girls up. And my, Janae knows who it is.
Yeah.
Mary girl. They were smoking. No, I know that. I'm saying they were smoking.
Gotcha.
And we were just all up there.
Yeah,
and I think at the time he was endorsing, I can't remember what liquor it was. And so I was trying to get like a brand partnership with them. But yeah,
gotcha. Right.
So that's why, honestly, you would have called me, but you didn't. I could have told you he's super nice. We literally were just sitting in a suite. He's super nice.
I said all that to say, yeah. I don't know how we got this roundabout way. In mom too.
Well, I was trying to say that he's really cool and relaxed. Right. How do you know? And I said, because I would smoke with him. I'd never smoked with him.
But I was saying all that to say that I was very nervous to be interviewing Snoop.
Yeah. Right.
And once I got in the flow of it, it was just came.
Come natural. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. Like what I've noticed about myself is I'm a person that can tell anybody how to go from A to Z in a strategic order. Now, do I follow my own directions all the time? No. But I realize when I stay quiet about it, I watch you and figure out ways that could have all been done better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my whole thing is, well, you have to be bold and confident and use those skills out loud because you know how to do it.
Exactly.
Everybody's going to have fear. As mom's friend says, do it even with your knees shaking. Mm-hmm. So that means
do it scared.
Do that task. Do that.
Do it afraid.
Do that speech. All of that.
Yeah. So how do you feel about telling people what you want to do? Like, so me, I'm really weird about that. So I don't tell everybody my ideas or what I'm about to do because I just don't. Again, it could be bad vibes. Like when I call mom, I mean, she meant good, but she was just like, it's not Oprah. And I was like, oh, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to go.
So, Charity tells us after the fact. Oh, by the way, I went to Bora Bora. And by the way, she tells us after the fact. Janae knows. But she tells me, mom, and everybody else after the fact.
My goal was to bring your anxiety down.
We're off that, mom. I'm saying, do you feel like
you should move in silence?
Yeah, my hand was up.
Oh, does that mean? Oh, is that a new symbol? Does that mean stop?
She's no. Speaking. That means I'm going to speak.
I have the floor.
It's my TED talk.
Oh, child.
So, be careful who you give your dreams to.
There we go.
Not everybody.
Including you.
Everybody. No.
We're joking.
Shade.
I'm joking. But including, it could be your mom. It could be your dad.
You really have to be very cautious with that. Some people are going to squash the dreams. So you have to know how if you're going to present it to your parents or something like that, maybe your mentor or somebody can help you present it. But when you get to be an adult and you are working on projects and different things, you have to stay in the cheerleading lane. The person who's really going to cheer you on, the person that's really there to support you. There are many people that tag along with individuals and they keep them just because they scared you're going to blow up. So if you blow up, I'll blow up. But I've had dreams stolen from me many times, many times. So I learned to write the vision down. That's what the Bible says.
Make it plain.
Write the vision down. Make it plain. And then I'll walk through it and find someone. Because find someone that's going to help me achieve those goals. Because my personality is I see big picture, like big picture. And then I have to go find someone like my daughters to come in and fill in spaces. How am I going to do it?
Right.
What's my target audience? Because I don't do that big planning piece. I have to have a strategic team to help me, somebody to market, somebody to help me to stay focused, somebody to administrate. Because I see the big picture and I will jump and there is nobody down there. But in the middle of all that, sometimes you're talking to people and you really think they have your back. And then they say, well, you can't do that. Well, you need to start a little bit smaller. And then you go watch them because if they have the resources,
right.
Meaning that they can reach out to that person or reach out to someone on that level, or they have the money or the funds to do that, they'll beat you to it and say, God told them.
I mean, what if God do be telling them though?
God didn't tell them.
No.
They stole it.
People, I feel like you do have to move in silence in some ways, but you do have to have the ability to trust someone with what you're seeing. Because all things you can't accomplish by yourself. But also, people give advice based from their level of experience. And so if you're talking to somebody that has never made it off their block, you exactly. shouldn't be talking about, you know, you owning a billion-dollar corporation. They don't mean any harm, but they've never made it off their block. So it's kind of like, okay, I just may not be able to share with certain folks, but there are other people out there that I feel that you can share, who can motivate and who can help you execute whatever that dream or desire is.
Just move in silence like lasagna.
Same.
Like the G in lasagna?
Yeah. Okay. She didn't I was like, and no, wait, you said same.
But I knew what you meant, but okay. But like,
don't play with me.
I was about to say spell lasagna.
Okay. L-A-S-A silent G-N-A. Don't play with me.
Oh my God. I was really thinking she was going to miss this.
I know how to spell.
I know. I'm just saying.
Anyway, mom probably didn't get any of that. It's probably over here. We're moving in silence like the G in lasagna.
Okay.
Shout out Lil Wayne. He's a Libra.
Okay. But I like they said, I rarely tell people stuff.
No, Charity doesn't.
Just because that's how I feel like it works out better.
And
you
people will stifle and try to.
And I don't like when people continuously ask me about something.
The follow up.
And I'm just like, I'm not there yet. Can you just not? Right. So I feel like after the fact, when I tell you, everything's all the ducks in a row.
And I've actually gotten like that the older I've gotten, because y'all know I would tell this person that, because I was like, they're my friend, that's my godfather. Mm-hmm. But now it's like one or two people, and then it's like, oh, surprise. Because like y'all know, there's a project I've worked on pretty much all summer, and no one really knew besides our family.
Oh, okay.
And now it's out there, and I still haven't announced it. Oh, so, okay. But you know, I'm on a show.
But
and you'll see me.
But this is what I will say. If by chance someone has stolen your dream, let it go. Don't give it a whole lot of don't give it a whole lot of thought, because it doesn't last. It literally
If they steal,
right. It's not gonna last. It's gonna fizzle, because their heart is really not in it.
Right.
What they want to do is like, we started a podcast because we wanted to start a podcast. Ooh, we didn't start a podcast because we saw somebody else starting
podcast. Oh, I thought you were about to say somebody.
No.
I feel like she, that's a sub to somebody.
No, we started a podcast because we desired to start a podcast. It was something that was on my heart. I wanted to do. I had these like minds. And I said, no, the girls is not like-minded like me. We have all these different opinions. And I said, this will be good for moms and daughters and, you know, women and people, whatever. But somebody will just try to jump on that and say, because they do it, I do it. Because
right. I can do it better.
I can have a bigger audience, and I can do this, and I can incorporate that. They'll start out, but they won't last.
Yeah.
Because it's not their heart. In it. Yeah. Because the next other thing that comes around, they're going to go and steal that idea. Right. Well, I can do that.
Right.
You know, so let me go do it. You know what I'm saying?
You can try to copy and paste, but baby, it won't taste the same.
Yeah. Oh. Have you ever tried to copy and paste and it didn't go on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, ooh,
that's good.
Yeah, no,
that's good.
Mom's
over here on Instagram.
She's not listening, guys.
Listen. She said, you ever tried to copy and paste and it didn't go on the screen? Like, what did I miss? Good. I said, that's a good thought. That's a good comment.
Okay, well.
You see I have to go through. Y'all see? They come. Wait a minute. Let me do this.
Oh, God.
I didn't call for y'all.
And then you don't even be saying it right. I
didn't
come for you, so don't
send
for
me.
She don't even be saying it right.
See, or I didn't send for you, so don't come for me.
We trying to get it right, and we not getting it right. But this shows you how real we are, because maybe all this is off the script.
There really is never any script.
There really isn't a script. Really a script. 5 minutes before we got down here, did I not call you and say, what is the show about? I called you and he's like, what are we talking about? As I was putting on my eyelashes, I was like, what are we talking about today?
You have fake lashes on? Okay, so let's go ahead and say, Janae, do you have some steps that you would give people to achieve the life that they want? Because like I said, the first question I asked was, are we living the life we're designed for, or are we settling?
Right. I would say, based on what I feel like I've gone through, I would say the first thing we need to do is try to overcome whatever fear or lie or even trauma that has happened to you that is making you not propel yourself. So whatever that is. So if it's self-help, if it's therapy, whatever it is, mentorship, I feel like we need to take the step of healing ourselves in a way that help us make that next step. Because I feel like that's the reason we're not moving, is because we just feel like we cannot do it. So it's building your confidence
in order to make that first step. Nisha, what do you think?
Mine might be a little long-winded.
Oh, God. Long story short.
Well, I was just going to say, Mom was saying earlier about Instagram. So I don't know if this is going to go with it at all. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, but you want to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk.
I'm going to introduce it just so she can continue with it. No. There's a Wall Street Journal report calling Instagram toxic for teen girls prompts Facebook changes. And it says the Wall Street Journal found that Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, is making young people, particularly teen girls, feel worse about themselves. But I feel it's more than teen girls. But 44% of Instagram followers are young people under 40. Okay, so teen girls feel worse about themselves and their body image. The newspaper says that the internal research was conducted by Facebook, which is unwilling to show it to the public. But according to the research, teens blame Instagram for an increase in anxiety and depression.
Okay.
So basically what I was going to say was like about imposter syndrome and then just looking at social media, whatever that is, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Duo, is that a thing? I don't know. Any of those things. If you're looking at primarily like Instagram and you see a girl with like hundreds of thousands of followers and let's just say more my age group, you know, right. And you're between 25 and 45, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God, I'm 27. The girl that I went to school with, she's 28. She has 4 kids. She's married this millionaire. They have all these houses. Why does she get to live this life? I'm not like, where did I miss the mark?
Right.
But then behind closed doors, her man could be cheating. He could be beating on her, whatever the case may be. So they're posting like, life is perfect. This is my soulmate. This is my best friend. But he's blocking her.
Perception versus reality.
So you're looking at basically an Instagram reel. You're looking at 10 seconds, basically, of a highlight reel of somebody's life.
Right.
And they're really only showing you what they want to show you. Because right. It's like... the dopamine,
right?
You get the every time that somebody likes it and leaves a cute comment. Right. It's like, okay, they like that picture. Okay,
they get cool. A dopamine shot.
Yeah, they get a dopamine shot. But whenever they're not getting those likes, you said it before. She probably crying in the car. She right. Twerking all on Instagram and all this stuff, and you know, big 100K ring on. But deep down inside, her soul is like depleted.
Right.
So really, all these young girls that are looking on Instagram, and even the guys. That it's like, man, why didn't I make it pro? Why? What did right. He do that? I didn't, because men deal with it too.
Right.
Why did he get that girl? What am right. I doing wrong? Like, oh, my edge up. Oh, this. Oh, I ain't got the big chain. Or I ain't got the big watch. I mean, they hustling a little baby. He just got a fake for it. Let's not talk about that. But like, everything is not what it seems.
So you're you know what I'm saying? Like, so for your whole thing, you would say don't compare. Like yeah. Run your own race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we know people that are in our age group that are just faking the funk. You're right. Acting like your friend group is just this, that, and a third. And behind closed doors, y'all are sleeping each other's husbands, oh. Fighting each other, scamming oh. Each other, talking about each other.
This ain't my
but,
friend group.
No, I'm saying like, but no, not my friend group. I'm saying we right. See it.
Right.
And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, that's not real. That is not your real life.
Gotcha.
We're not saying show that your light bill about to get your light's about to get turned off. Show right. That you're, we're not saying that. But be real with people because there are young girls or just other people that are looking and being like, oh my God, her life is so perfect.
Right.
Oh my God. Like right. I had a baby and I didn't snap back, but she girl, tell them girls.
You had
you
surgery.
Went to Dr. Miami. Quit acting like you know what I'm saying? Right. Like at least reach back and help that other young mom that thinks like, why didn't I snap back? And right. I, you know, my baby's 8 months and whatever. Tell them girls you got a BBL. Tell whatever the case may be. Quit lying. Because you're lying to yourself and you're lying to other people. And you don't realize you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting other people. And that's, I guess that's just the empathetic side of me.
Okay.
Is I'm going to keep it funky. So.
Keep it funky. Mom, what do you think?
Long story short.
Long story short. Long.
Everybody on social media is not pretending. Some people do have great lives.
Yeah, they do.
No. I just made to make that statement. Yeah. They do have great lives. But even if they do have great lives, it's still not your life.
Right.
So you have to live your life to the best of your ability. You right. Have to get comfortable in your own skin. If there is something that you want to change about yourself, I understand them blaming social media right. And different things, but everybody has an opportunity to unplug. So if social media is causing anxiety and depression of men, women, boys, girls, pets, unplug. Yeah. Just unplug it. Find another outlet. Find something else to do until you can get your esteem to a point that right. You're happy with yourself.
Right.
Janae says it all the time, to thine own self be true.
Correct.
Just stop for a moment, say, this is too much for me. I got to pull back from it. Every time I'm on here and I get off, I feel sad.
Yeah.
Right. Or I feel depressed. Right. Or I feel not worthy. If those are your feelings, or I can't come on here and just be me. Like, yeah. I just right. cannot be me and let people really see me.
Right.
If that is your issue, pull back and go get some confidence.
Right.
And then put it on a timer.
Yeah.
Look at your screen time. If you're spending more time right. watching somebody else's life and not doing your
Ooh,
life,
right.
that is the whole thing we're talking about now, imposter Message. Syndrome.
Yep.
Right.
Message. Yeah. Unfollow those accounts. Meet those accounts that are making you feel less than.
Right.
Until, like Mom said, until you get yourself together. Get yourself together. Get your house in order.
I feel like Kamisha has said that after every other podcast. Like, who are you talking to?
Get your house in order.
Right.
Quit faking the funk.
I would say tip for people to live their
what did I say?
Their best life?
No. Live the life that they want. My tip to live the life that they want. Sorry, y'all were talking like 30 minutes. I lost the train of thought. It really is. What I just said, live the life that you want. So don't base your decisions or whatever it is that you want to do with other people in mind.
Right.
So you can't be worried about, oh, what if they don't like this profession, or what if they make fun of me for doing this? You really can't do all that because it is your life at the end of the day and not theirs. Mm. So, yeah, push until you get it right.
Be
yeah.
you, boo.
Not push until you get it right. You got to push. Come on, teacher.
You got to push.
You got to push until you get it right. Charity is petty.
Okay.
Charity yeah. is petty.
But I think we had a great episode today.
I do,
I'm not
too.
Even lying.
Can y'all teach me that song?
No. Because you're not going to get it right.
Yeah.
So,
at all.
No matter how hard you push.
No.
You can't do it. But
I'm not going to get it right.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode of I'm in Control podcast. I am the Charity E.
I'm June Speak.
I'm Misha, and I'm sorry y'all had technical difficulties. My headphones, I was
okay, girl. I'm Janae. We'll catch y'all next time. Y'all, bye.